Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the weekend, another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust, right here for the next 2 hours on AM 760 WJR with the Inside Outside Guys. My name is Ken Calverly. I'm the Outside Guy.
Good morning, everybody. Chuck Bridenstine, the Inside Guy. Happy to be with you. We want to thank Jim Harper and Cam for pushing the show and doing such a great show leading into ours. So hopefully,
it's a fun show, I agree.
Yeah, you know what?
Thank you, guys.
I wasn't sure of the topic when they started there, I don't know, a year and a half ago, whenever it was. But they do a great job with it.
They do.
I enjoy listening to it. And the car guys, to be honest with you, I learned something from them a lot. you know me, I got more cars than I care to admit because we still have the kids' cars. So I want to thank them. Get great information from them. Good stuff.
Great stuff. WJR has a great weekend lineup. And, of course, we'll be taking your phone calls today. As always, at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. A lot of things coming up, Chuck. We're going to be all about town this winter, aren't we?
You know, our buddy across the hall from us commented when I walked in this morning, he said, you guys got to hate coming into a studio instead of being out on the road like you normally are. I said, we'll be out on the road soon enough.
Yeah, the worst part about it is seeing you.
Well, even on the road, you see me.
That's true.
I just have a hood on and a ski mask and cover up my face. So
That is true. So we got, we have at least three home shows we'll be at between now and the beginning of April.
Yeah.
And possibly we're talking a pool and spa show as well.
Yeah.
So we'll be about town. So we want people to come
we'll
see us.
We'll be about town. That's interesting. That makes it sound like somebody we're
hey,
not.
Hey, what's today's date? Let me see. Today is the 14th.
Okay.
So that makes tomorrow the 15th, right? Yeah. Now, if you think about it, I know.
Boy.
I'm just teasing
No
you.
Wonder you're on the show.
That means winter's halfway over. In my book, in my world.
And the days are getting
January
longer.
January 15th, winter's halfway. Winter's a three-month, even though it doesn't start in December 1st. December, January, and February are the 3 months of winter here in Michigan. And if it's January 15th, pal, that means we are halfway through winter in my book.
And I, in all honesty, January has always gone by quickly for me, even when it was, I was sharing with our boss the other day, Steve Finitari, that this was always a stressful time of year if you're a contractor, because historically we didn't do nearly as much. You didn't have a bunch of pre-sold, work to do. So it was like, oh my gosh, income taxes, property taxes, heating bills, right?
Yep.
And you still have that little bit of, but I like that. I like your attitude. I like it. It's halfway done.
Halfway done.
Yep.
Which is that much closer to green, flowers, birds, not walking outside and going, Yeah, looking forward to that. And I got to tell you about something that you really, really, really ruined something for me. Something that I really liked.
Okay, so you ruined your marriage yourself.
No.
So it couldn't be that.
You know, unlike you, because I was working when you were far retired, I didn't get a chance to, at night when 8, 9, 10 o'clock came around, I was in bed where you were probably staying up watching all this stuff. And I've been catching up with a lot of the old sitcoms, King of Queens, Big Bang Theory. I never watched that stuff. And Everyone Loves Raymond. And I mentioned that to you a couple weeks ago when we were on break or before the show. And you said you can't watch that because the wife on Everyone Loves Raymond, they make her look like too much of a...
Yeah, she's nasty.
You ruined it for me.
Did I really?
You did. Because until you said that, I enjoyed that program. But once you said that, I realized you are 100% right.
Whoa,
and I don't
whoa,
like
whoa,
that.
Whoa,
yes.
Danielle, babe, please record that. Send me a clip. It's true, though,
I like
isn't
her.
It?
I love her as a person. I think she's an awesome person. But you're right.
How
every
long
episode,
have you known
they
her?
Make her sound so mean.
How long have you known her?
Well, no, I mean, she's. What's her name? Deborah something. I forget, but she's cool. She's
messing.
A cool person.
I don't know.
No, that's a different person.
I don't know.
But you ruined that show for me because I was really starting to enjoy that. I haven't watched any of the episodes in my lifetime. I'm starting to watch them, and then you say something about her being that way, and you're right. So one of the sitcoms, the husband's an idiot and the wife's mean.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
I don't like that.
Me neither.
I mean, I don't mind being the idiot in my household, but... We don't need to put it on TV. Hey, we're going to have somebody on the show today that our audience hasn't had a chance to meet and get to know. I'm looking forward to his call. He's going to be talking about another show, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Esther from Jane E. Installation, which is a team partner of the Inside Outside Guys. And, you know, they've been a team partner for years now, and they specialize. When someone says we have an old Anderson window and we can't figure this out, we send them to Jeff and Ed at J&E Installation. Because Pella, the old Anderson. And the window at Pella's, yeah.
Yeah, those were, you know, old guy Chuck here, those were the premium brands. I tell the story of how, boy, if you sold a house that had Pella or Anderson in it 35, 40 years ago, you were walking tall and proud.
You're right.
You know, around the lumberyard and everywhere else.
You're right.
Chuck's got that contract.
Yeah, those were those were top of the line windows at the time, weren't they?
Yeah.
And it's funny, we've talked about this at the International Builder Show. You'd walk into that show and there would be Pella everywhere.
Every sign indicating what hallway to take, what tram to wait for at 3 p.m.
Right.
Yeah, it was Pella sponsored. I know.
Yep. And they don't do that anymore. We don't see them at all anymore. One thing I don't care for about some of those high-end brands, which they were, is they felt the need to dumb down some of their products. That's a fair way to
Well, you know what they did? They created a second and third line.
Good, better, best products.
So they've still got the best. They still have, we have one of them, you know, in the place up north and the other in the place, you know, the house here. And it's just because of my history, my mental, you know, I was tied into that. I used to do online learning for Pella. They're actually headquartered in Pella, Iowa, the town of Pella. And they still have that best product, but for the big box stores that created a lower end, if you will. Yeah. Builder grade. There, I was trying to
Builder
think of
grade.
The term.
There you
Builder
go.
Grade. There you go.
Hey, we have a lot of show left. Taking your phone calls.
Yeah.
888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. We had a really dry end of 2022.
Yeah,
dry end of 2022. But I tell you what, if spring of 23 comes and we get those gully washes, which we see a ton.
It'll happen.
It will happen.
Yeah, it will.
It will happen. And that's when phones will ring off the hook for companies like Foundation Solutions 360. They'll get so many calls they can't keep up with them. Before that happens, if you think you have a foundation issue, a waterproofing issue in your basement, you name it, when it comes to your foundation and your crawl space, you want to call Foundation Solutions 360.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us today. Ed is going to be on from J&E Installations shortly. But I want to ask, I want a show of hands. How many people out there have a sore hip, a sore knee, a sore ankle? Well, you and I both raised our hands. You know, people don't think about the fact that good quality water and a lot of it every day gives you more energy, and it is true, and it lubricates your joints. Who'd have thought? But if you don't like your water, you're not going to drink it. So we highly recommend that you have Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions come in, do a free water analysis, and if they prescribe it, put in a reverse osmosis treatment system, even if it's only for one faucet in the house. It's a great thing. And once you taste great water, you'll be drinking a lot of it. There's a difference.
Yep. And, of course, if you want to get your water tested, you can get it done for free at Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. Hey, Chuck mentioned a minute ago that we're going to have Ed Esther on from J&E Installation. And, of course, he's going to be coming in talking about his wonderful company, but he's also going to be coming on talking about where he is going to be in just a few weeks, which is going to be the Novi Home Show, which goes on January 27th through the 29th at the Suburban Collection Showplace. Be caller 9 at 800-859-0WJR to win 4 tickets to the Novi Home Show. Once again, January 27th through the 29th. At the Suburban Collection Showplace. For a bonus chance to win, text keywords HOME to 800-859-0957. And listen to the next hour. We'll have another chance to win tickets to the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Novi Home Show.
How come they gave you tickets to give away? I didn't know about that. I didn't get any tickets to give away.
It's called trust, Chuck.
Wow.
It's called trust.
Wow. Yes. So the fact that I sold them last time...
Yeah, they might have found out about that. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Gerald in Trenton. Good morning, Gerald. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Greetings, guys. I have a house in a mobile home that I guess the walls shifted because I got three doors that are out of square and out of plumb, and I just wondered if somebody could fix them for me.
I'm sorry. I was thinking, Ken used to say a can of gas and a match, but I hate that response. I can't believe he'd say that to anybody. But you're right. I mean, a frame shifted. I always tell people, stand back when you close a door and look at the opening around those doors and windows and see if it's consistent, you know, if the space is consistent. And when that changes, you usually FSM or Foundation Solutions 360, the basement repair companies will look at that kind of stuff because it's indicative of something. Now, if that's a mobile home, are you sitting on blocks or do you have a permanent foundation?
No, it's on blocks.
Okay. So it's probably something that needs to be adjusted, and it can be done with hydraulic jacks and steel shims, and there are companies out there that will do that for you.
I've got a number for you for a handyman in your area. If you'd like that, they can take care of this for you. Are you there, Gerald? Hey, you're breaking up a little bit. Tell you what, if you want to hang up, I'll give this over the air, and I'll do it again in a couple of minutes. You're breaking up somehow. But the name of the company is Handyman Connections, and the phone number is 734-205-9000. Once again, 734-205-9000. So if it's he said he wanted help, not somebody wanted to do it himself. It's sometimes those aren't that tough to get back into square, pop that door off. You might need to put some shims in behind some hinges, but you can get that back.
He's got three of them, and it's a mobile home. Yeah, I'd shim the mobile home.
There you go. It's double wide mobile home. You're right.
Yeah.
888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897. Question for you, Chuck. Why do they call them stairs on the inside of the house and steps on the outside?
Wow, that is a great question. I have no clue. That's an excellent question. We'll have to call a housing show and see if we can get an answer to that at some point. You're referring to our...
There isn't an answer. You know, there really isn't an answer.
I don't think there is. You know, we always refer to, in a multi-story home or a home above a basement as a flight of stairs. But I guess you could have said a flight of steps. It doesn't sound quite as good, but I don't know.
You don't buy a precast stair.
No, you buy a precast step. Good job. You know why? It's because you guys in the masonry industry couldn't spell stair.
That could be it.
Steps came through. That could be it.
That's two extra letters.
You know, just asking the question shows great insight on your part, and I got to be honest with you, I am shocked. So I want to remind everybody, Ken's making reference to the article that appeared in the Homestyle section of the Detroit News this past week. Yesterday. Gosh, today's first Saturday.
It was yesterday, yes. And it's already out on the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page.
And one of the reasons we did it, it was a nod. You are good. It was a nod to the aging in place generation. It used to be that you were only allowed one handrail to intrude on the minimum required width of 36 inches in a main use stairway in a house. But several years ago, the code was modified to allow installation of a second handrail on the other side of that minimum width stairway. I think those are only allowed to intrude 4.5 inches into the stairwell. But basically, for someone like you, mm-hmm. gimpy old Ken, going up and down those stairs, you can use both hands to grasp a handrail as you go up or down.
I wouldn't, but okay.
You will.
I won't.
It ain't if, it's when.
I won't. I don't grasp handrails.
Don't you really?
No.
Oh, you're the
germaphobe.
If I do, even in your own
my
home,
my sleeve is over my hand as I'm going over it.
What a pain you must be to live with, Maria. We're gonna keep praying for you. You know what's funny? Last week we did the water hammer, air hammer thing.
It was hammer time.
Hammer time. See, I should call you for titles. And we've had several listeners say, thank you for that article. It helped us solve that problem in our house ourselves without calling somebody. So that's pretty cool to hear.
Very nice. Yeah, and people check out that article at the Detroit News. You can buy the paper every Friday, the Detroit News Home Style section. And it was a good article this week talking about stairs. There's Facebook pages, one out there I believe called Stairs of Death. And basically it just puts out pictures of stairs that will kill you. And that's what it is.
Really?
I mean, there are people who try to be so stylish when it comes to making stairs for a basement or something like that. Well, they'll just make individual pieces of glass or steel protrude out from the wall with nothing else.
Serious?
Or they'll double the steps and they'll put them, how do I describe
this? Oh, there's a name for that. Alternating risers.
There you go. Alternating risers. Yeah. And yeah. I look at it.
We didn't have room for those in our article or we would have addressed them.
Well, how do you do that in your house? If I had a house like that, I think I'd have a problem going up every set of stairs I ever see from that point.
Well, you have to start with the correct foot.
Exactly.
Right? But I got to tell you, and they wouldn't even be legal as a main use stairway in a home, but I was in it was a cabin in the woods in the middle of nothing 25 years ago that a cousin of mine was renting. And the entire inside of that was a work of art. And one of the things in it was a stairway to a loft. And it was an alternating stairway.
Okay.
And it was made of a dark oak. And it was a piece of furniture. It was a piece of art. But it also functionally, you know, was the stairway to the loft.
Right.
Which was really cool.
Well, you and I have talked about that. Depending on what people use for a stairway, they can visually damage or visually make it harder for people to go up and down stairs.
Oh,
with certain kind of carpet squares or certain patterns they put on stairs. We'll talk about that
like me
as time goes on. But in just a little while, we're going to have Ed Esther from J&E Insulation coming on, talking about the Novi Home Show coming up January 27th through the 29th.
Yeah, and we want to remind everybody, if you're looking for that last window replacement, then we want to make sure that you're talking to a company, a local family that we trust that'll guarantee it as long as you have that house. And that, of course, is Window World.
With over 80 years of combined housing experience, the Inside Outside Guys should be your one-stop source for any and all of your housing needs. Whether you're building a whole new house or you just need some advice, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, click on Ask a Question, and we'll definitely get back to you with an answer. The Inside Outside Guys are going to be at the Novi Home Show, Home and Garden Show, the end of January, from January 27th to the 29th. And on with us right now, we have Jeff Esther from J&E Installation, who's going to be at the home show with us. J&E has been in business for decades. They got a beautiful showroom over on 8 Mile in 8 Mile and Farmington Road. Are you with us, Jeff?
Yes, I am. How are you guys this morning?
We are doing great, sir. How are things over at J&E Windows?
Not too bad. Just starting to get rock and roll for the year. So hoping for a good year.
I got to believe you're going to have one. And Ken and I were chatting this morning. It's been way too long since we've talked to you. So do us a favor, kind of reintroduce yourselves and your company, J&E Installations, to our listeners, because we think you guys provide a great service. We've never had a negative word from any listener we've referred to you. So I'll shut up and let you talk.
Okay, I appreciate that. it's me and my brother, Ed. We've been in business since about in the early 90s. Started out, swinging the hammer before that, and got on our own, and been going ever since. And just, you know, take care of your customers, do what you say you're going to do, and everything all flows, and it works out great, you know. And having the showroom is a must. You got to have it. And like you guys know, we sell doors and windows. That's our only things that we do, and we're real good at it. And that's why we stay in business, because, you know, you do what you say you're going to do, and you take care of your customers. And that's pretty much been our thing since we started.
Yeah, Jeff, most window companies, door companies, they have a certain brand. They have one brand that they stick with. They sell them. That's all they sell. That's all their warranty. J&E Insulation, you guys, that's not what you guys do. Anderson, Sunrise, Pella, Larson, Thermotru. You have a lot of, I wouldn't say a lot, but you have some specific products. But the products I just named off, for people who don't know the industry, those are top-of-the-line products when it comes to windows and doors. Tell people why this is how J&E Insulation chose to do it.
Well, because we just don't want, you know, we don't want to just be like, when you walk in, when a customer walks into the store, this is just what you sell. We want to make sure that when you walk out, you know, hey, we sell vinyl windows, we sell wood, we sell fiberglass. We've always pretty much sold fiberglass doors, which is a thermal true. So we try to have a system that, you know, allows us to provide that to a customer. And, you know, so when they come in, you know, you're just not selling what you offer. You're off, you know, somebody walks in, they might not want vinyl. They might want wood or fiberglass. So I just think it's a good thing to have because, you know, it's all said and done. Not everybody wants vinyl, you know, or fiberglass or wood, you know. So, you know, you're selling a product that, you know, can meet everybody's different needs and stuff. So.
Well, I know you and your brother over the years, you've gone to houses and you've given bids for windows anywhere from, heck, $1,000 to well over $100,000 for certain houses out there. And when people finally decide that they are going to make that kind of purchase with that much money, they want to make sure they buy the right material that will last the best. The Andersons, right. The Pellas, they have proven themselves over the years. They have been the top of the top. Chuck and I talk about this when you used to go to the old home shows in Vegas. They were everywhere, and they've proven themselves that kind. And you still love that material, do you not, Chuck?
I do. I love both those products.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're just starting to get into we've done a little bit before, but we're starting to get a little bit more. We're starting to sell Marvin. Okay. They have a really unique window. It's called the Elevate, which I really like. It's a combination, but it's got fiberglass on the outside and wood on the inside, or you can get a fiberglass in and out. So it's just another nice feature, a nice product that we can offer a homeowner, which, you know, can be stained or painted on the inside, different colors on the outside. Heck, if you want later on, you can repaint it and you don't void any warranty or anything like that. So it's just giving people different options. You know what I mean? It's not just it's not being just that one, you know, cup where you walk in. This is all we sell vinyl. So, you know, and they're, you know, that person that's selling them might think the best thing, but the homeowner, you know, whenever some come in here, if they want fiberglass, I'm going to sell them fiberglass. I'm not going to try to push them to vinyl or wood or, you know, just.
Jeff, who installs your windows?
We have, let's see, John's been with us for about 30 years. Howard, so everybody worked with, let's see, John's with about 30 years. Howard, God, he's been with us for almost at least over 10 years, but he's been doing it for well over 30 years. So, and then we got another guy, Randy. So we got some well-experienced guys that work here. As you know, it's hard to find good people, you know.
It is. And when you find them, you keep them. You guys have done a great job doing that. I got to tell you, I love your website. And I'll tell you why I love your website, because it's simple. So many websites I see out there are so hard to navigate, so many different click buttons. You go to your website, it tells you exactly what you do, what you guys have, and how you perform. And you got some great testimonials from your customers as well.
Yeah, you know, it just all goes back to, you know, treating people like you want to be treated, you know. And everybody's different, you know. I don't say, oh, what are you complaining about? Or just say, I don't do that. Whatever the problem is, we fix it. There's no ifs, ands about it. And that's just what you do. And if everybody was like that, we have a lot less problems.
I love it.
Well, I think it's true. I mean, you know, people spend a lot of money and they work hard for the money and they should get nothing but a good job, period. And that's just the way I've always been.
I love it.
Totally, totally agree with you. Can I ask you about the warranties for the different brands of windows? Like, I'm sure Pella has a different warranty than Anderson does. And does G&E put anything on top of that as well?
Usually with Andersons and Pellas, even Marvins, depending on the product, they're generally a 10, 20-year warranty. Vinyl's a lifetime warranty. So we kind of follow suit with what their warranties are. You know, like we have a company, Sunrise. We've been selling them since 1999. I mean, went in some of the ladies' house, saw that window, and that was it. And we've been selling it ever since. So, and they give you a lifetime warranty. So we give that homeowner that as well, you know, when we sell that product. So, but we just pretty much stick to the warranty is what each manufacturer is.
Well, when we first met you, we met you at Novi, at the Novi Home Show. I know. How long have you and your brother been doing that Novi Home Show, Jeff?
Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Way more, before it was at the place it is now, I can tell you that.
I remember that. It had a dirt parking lot. It was back east of there.
It was the old Novi Expo.
Is that what it was called? Yeah. I remember this time of year, or maybe in the April show, you'd be walking in there dodging mud puddles. You know, it's like, oh,
yeah. And God, before then, we did, you know, do the whole the show at Cobo Hall for 2 weeks or whatever that was, you know.
Yep, you're right about that.
You're showing your age.
Yep. Yeah, we're old dogs.
Poor guy, he's as old as I am.
For sure, you know. But, you know, it's just, hey, it's, you know, this is what you do, and you do it very well. And if you just say what you're going to do, you'll do it good, and you'll stay doing it for a long time. But, yeah, this will be the first time getting back in the show. Obviously, you know, 2020 we didn't do it.
Oh, right, right, and right. But you've always been to the show. We've always seen you guys at the show, even though there might be many other window companies there. You guys still see the value of getting out in front of people and letting them get to see J&E insulation. And obviously that's important to you and your brother.
Yeah. And the first show is always, it's always a nice show because it's, you know, everybody's stuck in their houses and they want to get out and they want to start thinking about all these different projects they want to start doing. We decided to go in it this year, and being in your booth is even nicer because, you know, you guys got a great thing going on and we want to be part of it. And I just think it's a nice thing to be able to offer people, like, hey, we're with the Inside Outside guys, you know, and we're going to be in their section there. And I think it's going to be swamped and busy. And that's what makes
that's
it,
awesome.
And, you know, it always makes it go by faster too, you know, because the show's going to be grueling. You know what I mean? To be in there and on your feet all that time and talking to all these different people. Oh, so
yeah, my feet always hurt after these shows. But for people who can't make it down there, same on you, first of all, but your address is 32242 West 8 Mile Road in Farmington Hills. J&E Insulation has a 5,500 square foot showroom with all the products that we just spoke about. And you can contact them at 248-473-6999. Now, both you and Ed are going to be at the show. Neither one of you are taking off to Florida?
No, we're not coming. No. No. Not yet. Not yet. But, no,
Jeff,
we'll be all there. And so.
Excellent, Jeff. We look forward to seeing you and your brother in just a couple weeks at the Novi Home Show. Okay, buddy?
All right. Take care, guys. See you then.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Jeff Esther from J&E Insulation.
Want to remind everybody, we've got a company that can do excellent painting, can do kitchen upgrades in only a week, can put new stair rails on your stairs or upgrade them. They're not just a painting company. They're a painting company. It's so much more. And, of course, we're talking about MacFarland Painting.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. Taking any and all of your questions, phone lines are open. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
So, you and I were at the International Builders Show. And we stepped outside and saw this huge steel gantry tied to a digital setup.
Gantry?
Remember that?
I do.
All those steel I-beams and the track and the dollies like trains on the track. And the whole idea was that they were going to be building homes with what amounts to a huge digital camera, except instead of using plastic. I said digital camera, didn't I? I didn't mean that. They're using concrete.
Right.
A slurry of low aggregate concrete. And we find out in Texas they are currently building the first two-story digital concrete home. What do you think?
Time will tell.
I know.
It sounds great. See, I can go so many places with this because I hear so many people complaining about the, when you go to the supermarket and self-checkout, okay, and how do I go from there to here? Because the labor's not out here. Okay, people would be complaining because they're waiting forever in lines if they didn't have that.
Yeah.
The laborers aren't out there. So the builders, the industry, the grocery stores have to find different ways to make sure the customers stay happy and they continue to perform and make their product. So I'm fine with that home. It's just so early. Remember, I've used the word a lot, R&D in the field.
Yeah.
You know, research and development industry, in the field. Man. You're right, it is.
Even though companies claim they have, you know, research facilities that do R&D in controlled environments, and they do.
Sure.
They really do.
Sure.
But it's not the same.
You're right. And I would love to know what is in that slurry of concrete that they're making. What kind, you know, what's the PSI to it? Is there any plasticizers in there? Is there anything in there
we could find out.
I bet we could. Because obviously you put a second story on it and then you start, you know, building individual rooms upstairs and you put beds upstairs. I mean, it's got a whole lot of strength, right?
You know what's interesting about it too? Right now, those machines are building walls, structural components.
Yep.
But you still have to frame a floor.
Oh,
you
sure.
You still have to frame a ceiling and a roof. You still have to install mechanical.
You still have to site it.
Exactly.
You still have to drywall it.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at it, they look like a crude adobe clay structure.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're right. They need to have exterior finish, all the mechanicals installed. You're not going to put mechanicals in the walls yet.
Good point.
They will probably have a way to do that down the road.
With wiring goes, you know, the wiring for everything, yeah.
So basically, you're kind of framing the structure, but not entirely because of the floor, ceiling, roof issues that still have to be taken care of.
And I wonder, once they print that out and it's done, can they go in there and notch out an exterior wall 1 inch to tuck wire into?
Some real heavy-duty equipment because it's concrete.
Well, I know, concrete. But then I would think they wouldn't do drywall. I would think a plaster worked better on the interior of those things.
And can they high wire behind it? They're not building it in the Midwest.
No, they're not. You're right about that.
But no termites are going
to
eat it.
No termites are going to eat it. But in Texas, too, how close to the coast are they building it? Because you also have the hurricanes you have to worry about.
Yeah, and I got to believe that's probably like the ICF. They're probably hurricane-proof if the foundation is good. Now, the biggest thing you and I talked about foundations was the scouring of the soils around the base of the buildings in the past several hurricanes. It wasn't the buildings themselves so much as the foundations being undermined.
Washed away.
They have the proper... And there are new FEMA standards if you're building anywhere proximate to water anymore that you have to be compliant with. So I'll bet they're hurricane-proof. I'll bet they're fireproof for the most part. Although the roof's going to be a wood
component. So many newer homes are. I know Kyle Svoboda would probably argue with me, but so many. Chuck, it's really hard to catch a newer home on fire. Now, I remember when I was a kid, there'd be, I think, two or three in my lifetime fires around my neighborhood where, you know, everyone would come out and stand around the fire while they're. I think that'd be really hard to do with a lot of today's homes just because of all the fireproof material they use, the fire breaks that are used.
Yeah, I mean, the houses themselves, I don't think, burn with anywhere near the frequency as the older homes that
That's what I mean, exactly. Yeah.
And a lot of those, you know, were framed such that if a fire started in the basement, it could easily race right up the stud cavities to the attic and envelope the structure in flame, where that's not going to happen or that's not likely to happen today.
Right.
Because of fire stop requirements and the code and fire blocking and those kinds of things.
I don't know, Chuck. I thought to myself, if you could go back 30 years and know what you know today, what would you get into?
Wow.
What part of the industry? Because, you know, both of us would stay in the housing industry.
Yeah.
But what would you do?
And we were slowly going into the green build / energy efficiency thing. I think one major attitudinal change for me back then would be that people will pay for comfort, but they won't pay extra to save money necessarily in housing. We found that out where two houses are identical. One is extremely energy efficient. One is not. And people would not pay an extra $15,000 for that extremely energy efficient home for the sake of saving money.
Right, right.
If they lived in it 30 years, they would do it if you could guarantee them greater comfort. They would then do it.
Right.
So I would probably modify my marketing strategy as much as anything.
Boy, if I knew what I knew then, question. I think mold would definitely be on one of the top of my list to get into the mold industry. Like, you know, say, be the expert. Well, I mean, it is what it is. I was talking to my son about this. As we build new homes, every new home out there is being built tighter and tighter and tighter.
Yeah, you're right.
And even the old homes, they're being retrofit. When Pro Home goes into a house in Berkeley, let's say Pro Home's going into Berkeley and they're re-siding the house. When they pull all that siding down, the original, they may not find anything.
Yeah.
You know, they may find tar paper, but then by the time they're done, they're wrapping that house wrap around it, which makes the house so much tighter, you know, less air changes, right?
Let's see, but yeah, except the newer house wraps aren't making them much tighter. It would take caulking and some other things to make them tighter because the new house wraps
are doing that.
Breathable from the inside out, whereas you and I know 30 years ago they were not, and that was a huge issue.
Right.
But you're right about mold remediation. That'd be a good little niche to get into.
It would be, especially if you're 20 years old. I mean, by the time you're in your 30s or 40s, you are the expert. We know mold guys right now.
Yeah,
they're just so busy they can't even think about doing anything else. And it's not going to slow down.
No, sadly, it's not. It's going to get worse.
We have another hour of the Inside Outside Guys coming up after this break. We'll be taking your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
Yeah, and we want to remind everybody the rains will come. It's not if, it's when. And if you don't have a really good gutter and conductor pipe system to take water well away from your home, shame, 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 because we've been telling you about Atlas for what, Ken, 3 years, 4 years?
Yeah, whether it's gutters, bathrooms, aging in place, think Atlas Home Improvement. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the second hour of the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning right here for you. Like I said, for the next hour, give us a call. Phone lines are open for any and all of your housing questions. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897.
Well done.
When's the last time you used a leaf blower?
I used it on snow.
So did I.
Per your recommendation. gosh, it's been a few weeks though. You used it the other day. Did you have some snow? We didn't.
We had a very light dusting, and I have a decorative concrete front walkway, which, as we all know,
of course you do.
Well, of course I do. Which we all know tends to get a little slipperier in the wintertime. So I'm on top of that. So I like to, as soon as any snow gets on there, I like to get it off. And when it's light, I just break out the leaf blower.
So you send the bride out with a shovel?
No. I go out and I take care of it, Chuck. As long as she keeps the oil changed and takes care of stuff in the cars in the garage, I'm good.
You know, it's funny. I was at a commercial establishment the other day with brand new concrete, and they're putting salt out on it.
Mm.
And I just... Did you notice driving in on the beautiful new roads, the residual salt from this past week?
Yes.
It breaks my heart.
Do you know what I hate? I stopped yesterday at a spot, commercial building again. And when I walk out, I don't see salt everywhere. I see salt in piles.
Oh, of course.
You know, like 5-inch pile here, 8-inch pile there. And I think that stuff just sitting on top of that concrete. I mean, once again, salt attacks concrete. It may be slow, but it attacks concrete. We do not like salt.
Oh, and it's not very slow. I mean, within a year, we're going to see some of these brand new, beautiful stretches. They were artwork. You know, I mean, the contractors that work on those have to hate it, too.
Right. I agree.
They create this beautiful roadway, and then within a year, at the seams, it's breaking up.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. How'd we go negative on salt already?
Hey, you know what? And that. We never really even talk about what it does to our environment. It is not good for our environment.
I would
have no
potatoes.
Problem getting rid of salt. Oh, yeah. See, that's the problem. I eat way too much salt. 888-654-GUYS. Let's talk to Virginia in Westlake, Ohio. Good morning, Virginia. I'm with the guys.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hello?
Yes, okay. Ma'am. How can we help you?
On New Year's Eve, I heard a very loud, squeaky noise, and it turned out to be on the outside of the roof, this fan that we installed in 2015. It's 7 years old. It's continuing to make a noise. I called the installer. He said he had no workers to come out. I called someone else, and they couldn't come out. My concern is, can this cause a fire? And in order to turn it off, I believe the switch is in the inside attic part, and I can't get up there. So can I afford to wait? It seems to be running a lot, and I'm just afraid it might catch fire.
Now, this is an attic exhaust vent fan. Is that what this is?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Why do you have that? Whoever told you that you needed that, and why do you think that you need that? Because we don't like those.
Oh, I don't know. It was my husband's decision. I figured it was probably to get the humidity out of the attic space.
Okay. You should be able to depend on what we call convective airflow, warm, moist air rising and cool, dense air coming in to replace it in an attic. And if you can't, then your attic generally is not properly built and ventilated. Having said that, is the fan not working properly? Are you going to take it out after this conversation? What are you looking to have done?
Well, I don't know. My concern was I wanted to stop this. It's like a very loud squeaking noise. And I went out and I thought, oh, it's somebody else. The neighbors have a pool. And I thought it was their pool equipment that was making it, but it wasn't. And I don't know if I need it. It cost $500 at the time.
Sure.
The man that installed it was the man that installed our roof. And the house is 40 years old, and I don't really know that much about these things. So I'm kind of depending on you for some advice.
It could be a bearing. It could be, if it's belt drive, it could be the belt. Some of those old ones are belt drive. What do you think, Ken?
The man that installed it also installed the roof.
Oh, I know. I was resisting that.
And here's what we want you to do, Virginia. We're going to put you on hold because we have some friends in your area that do roofing. And I want to check with Mark Crame over at Kearns because he may have some people in your area that can come out and take a look at this.
Gotcha. Good idea.
He has some friends out in that area. So what I want to do is when you go off the air, stay on hold. Danielle or Dave will take your number. They'll give it back to us, and we'll contact Mark, and we'll talk to him and see if we can get you some help, okay?
Oh, I thank you so much.
You're very much
welcome. In your opinion, I might not need this?
Yes.
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 Oh,
and I'm sure when Mark sends someone out.
Well, I appreciate help give to me.
Yeah, I would. If you can find anyone to just reach up there and turn it off for now, just if there's a switch inside your attic, it shouldn't be. I mean, very far inside your attic access at all. You should be able to reach it without going all the way up inside there.
There might be a dedicated circuit and a breaker they can kick off.
Well, there you go. That's a great idea. So try to get someone out there saying just turn it off for now, but we'll get someone to hold you. So do us a favor, leave your phone number, and we will make sure somebody gets back to you, okay?
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. You too.
We
stay safe.
Your call.
Gosh, I hate that.
I know.
You and I both looked at each other when she said that. It's like, God darn it. You shouldn't be installing roofing. It's the rare roof that needs to be mechanically ventilated. Extremely rare.
And it shouldn't be a roofer that's the first thing that they turn to.
That's scary.
Is a mechanical fix.
And again,
like that.
There are those that need it, but it's really rare. And here's what Ken and I, if anyone's listening going, well, geez, guys, you shouldn't say that. But if it's mechanically ventilated and the motor ever fails or the belt breaks on the belt drive unit or whatever, then you risk having that entire roof. You mentioned mold a little while ago. Man, that is scary. What can happen in a short period of time? And it's not like we all crawl up into our attics and look around.
Hey, that last call was from Virginia. calling from Ohio to Michigan. In a minute, we're going to get Tom from Tempe, Arizona calling in.
Cool.
And also Tony from Plymouth. We'll get to your call when we get back from
Plymouth, Michigan.
Plymouth, yeah, not Plymouth, yeah.
You know, in the last week, we have referred Barrier Free Plus so many times for people that need that additional handrail on the stairs, or they need better visibility in a basement stairway, or something to make the house safer.
Chuck, as people age, they want to stay in their house. Yeah. They want to stay safe. They want to stay comfortable. And Barrier Free Plus can make sure that happens in your home. You need their help. Trust us. Barrier Free Plus.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Ken.
Chuck.
I heard, or I suspect, that you have a frog in your home, and I'm concerned for you.
A frog.
Frog.
Frog. F yeah, period, I do have a frog in my
R
home.
R period, O You're period, right. G period.
This is a new term you've heard recently, right?
It is.
We always called them a bonus room.
I know. But the cool thing now is if you say, I have a finished room over the garage. No. I have a frog.
Frog.
I know. Okay. I know. God bless people. You know, I'll bet you can charge more for a frog than you can for a finished bonus room over the garage.
You're right. You probably can. I agree with you. Hey, let's go to the phone. Let's talk to Tony in Plymouth. Good morning, Tony. You're on with the guys.
I've listened to your show.
Thank you, sir.
I have a 60-foot tree that fell on my 20 by 21 garage. I have insurance on it. The insurance doesn't want to replace all the shingles, and the house is over 80 years old, and they don't make that brick size or style. Any suggestions on how I get my way to make it look like it never happened?
Okay, the tree fell on your house or
garage.
Shed? On your, oh, it on fell, your garage.
It fell on the garage, okay. Rolled, and then knocked out, and then damaged my 30-foot by 15 storage building.
Gotcha. So is the garage roof and the house roof, are they continuous, or is there a physical break between the two?
It's a detached garage.
And they only want to cover the shingles that are damaged on the garage, not replace the whole roof. Is that the issue?
Right. So it's going to look like a spotted animal. It's going to be, you know, bright black, and then where it's faded. It's just, you're going to be able to tell that it was damaged, and you should – paying insurance since 88, I should not be able to tell that my house is damaged.
I agree with you. 100%. Let me ask you this. Have you dealt personally with your insurer, or have you had somebody like Mark Kramer that Ken just mentioned from Kearns Brothers deal with the insurance?
I'm dealing with something very similar with our insurance company right now, too.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, my wife is.
I'm a big believer that you have somebody like Mark Kramer dealing with the insurer. They are more likely to make a more intelligent and better argument on your behalf and to deal with cost issues, because the insurance company always is going to, let's be honest, they're the most profitable business in existence, insurance companies. And they collecting premium and not paying out claims.
It's the best business model in the world, isn't it?
It is. It is. They're
good at two things, taking your money and keeping your money.
There you go.
How about this? It's got a hip roof, and they want to put like two shore jacks. The whole backside fell up. All the brick fell up. How would you shore? What would be the proper terminology to shore up the garage roof to be able to replace the back wall?
Well, the roof shouldn't be
easy, but it's definitely doable.
Well, but the roof shouldn't be bearing on the brick, is it? Or is it a concrete block wall?
It's a six inch tongue and groove, and then it has a 8-inch brick attached to that, and all the brick fell down, and the wood fell. And they were
okay, so you're
going to
have an issue with matching brick and matching your shingles, correct?
But you don't have to shore the roof up. The roof is held up.
And they also want to pay pennies to shore the roof. Don't you have to run a complete beam from one end to another to be able to build the wall? Because it's a hip roof. It doesn't have like an A-frame, if that's the proper term.
Yeah, here's what we would do. We would go out and get some bids right now from companies to see what it would take to get it done right the way you want it done.
I'm doing that. I was hoping to get some terminology from you guys.
Okay, so the brick is non-load-bearing. The wood structure of the garage holds the roof up, right?
Correct. Yes.
So theoretically, you could tear all that brick off, and the garage roof does not move.
Correct.
Okay.
But
if you needed to,
replace
the structural frame that's supporting a part of that hip roof, one wall, in other words, then they would shore that up typically from the inside with wood cribbing. Ken, you've installed a ton of cribbing over the years while you replace basements and all kinds of things. But is the roof frame itself damaged? It probably is in some places, right?
Oh, yeah. They got boards knocked out. The main problem, they only want a spot fixed, just those spots. And it's going to look like heck when it's done.
Yeah. Now, have you gone through your homeowner's policy with a fine-tooth comb?
No.
Okay. That should be the first thing you do. To see what it says about matching, because a lot of people have these issues. They may have two garage doors. One goes bad. They want them to replace both front doors because they won't match. So a lot of people have these issues. Another thing Chuck and I were told years ago by a broker is the companies that don't advertise when it comes to homeowner insurance are the best ones to get because they'll take best care of you.
They tend to take better care of
better
their
care
customers.
Of you. Yeah.
And in lieu of that, you could get a broker appraiser to handle the claim for you. You can find those through your ombudsman at the state of Michigan.
So, you're not in a hurry.
No, because he or she will do all of the negotiating with your insurer to get that properly fixed and properly replaced.
Now, when it comes to your brick, who has told you that you can't find that brick anymore?
They don't make that size and that style. The house is in 11 years to be 100 years old.
Okay, give me an idea. Give me an idea of the dimensions of the brick. Just one individual brick.
I think it was 8 1/4.
Okay.
Eight and a half. I don't know the width. I'm sorry.
That makes sense. So they don't make a lot of the 8 1/2 anymore. They shrunk those down just like they did lumber to a modular. So the 8 now probably is 7 1/2. Yeah. So as long as they make something that's just not thicker, if it's the width is no big deal. You can handle that. But if it's thicker, that'll mess up the whole bed joint all the way up.
So you're talking top to bottom. If that's different, then
exactly.
It is left to right.
Exactly. Exactly. Because you can hide the end joints, the
left
bed joints.
Left to right won't matter. They're going to be about 7 5/8, so they lay up at 8.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But up and down will matter. You know what? I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Send us some pictures, if you don't mind, at theinsideoutsideguys.com. And I'll take, because if I see the brick, I can probably tell you what it is. And I can send you some places that can tell you what it is as well, okay?
Somebody likely has that. You're
thanks
right,
for making me smile, guys. Love your show. Love it.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that, Tony.
Stay well.
When we get back, Tony and Tom, we're going to talk to you real quick. Let's go to Greg in Shelby Township. Greg, what's going on, bud? Oh, Greg's gone. Okay, well, then we get back.
Is Tom still with us?
No, Tom's gone.
Okay.
When we get back, we will talk to Tony. Okay. You'll be our first call, Tony, in Plymouth there, and then Tom in Arizona, then Ken in Manchester. We appreciate it. We like being busy, guys.
Yes, we do.
Van Dyke Road, between 16 and 17 Mile Road. Chuck and I always talk how important a brick and mortar showroom is important.
Oh, it is. It's a big cost, but it's necessary. And for a company that's going to provide you with good planning and a great budget and then do a professional build-out, the showroom is a must.
If you're on the east side and you want a new bathroom, you want a new kitchen, you can go to Kopke Remodeling and Design Showroom, and they have everything you could possibly want there. And if they don't, they'll have it virtually. One of the many reasons we send a lot of our listeners to Kopke Remodeling and Design.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you the phone lines are open, 888-654-4897. I was going to give you Ken's number, but I know he won't take your call. 888-654-4897.
You've heard us talking about it, and we are going to be at the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Novi Home Show January 27th through the 29th. Be the ninth caller now at 800-859-0WJR-0957 to win 4 tickets to the Novi Home Show for a bonus chance to win text keyword home to 800-859-0957.
Well done. Well done. We want to see Virginia, you out there.
You called a few minutes ago, and we asked you to leave. Oh, no, I'm sorry. She did give it to me.
Yeah.
Virginia, we had already talked to Mark from he's going to send someone out from Fiesel to help you. So
Mark Kramer.
We'll pass your number on to Mark, and you'll be getting a call here real soon from them to help you with it. It's funny because I told him about the vent, and his comment was, many times mechanically vents actually work against your current ventilation in the attic.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Right? It's like when we've talked to Mike Kearns and Mr. Kramer about situations where other roofing companies went in and installed like a third set of vents in a roof that they redid. And this isn't Kearns.
We've
Kearns
seen
would not
that
do this
so much.
And that screws up ventilation. You know, you're counting on cold, dry air coming in at the lowest level and hot, moist air being exhausted at the highest level.
Do you remember me sending you a picture probably 5-6 years ago? I was working on this guy's chimney, and the house was a ranch right next to me, and it had a ridge vent, and right next to the ridge vent, it was full of can vents. Right next to the ridge vent. I remember taking a picture going, what is this? It
I
made no sense
that
whatsoever.
In my mind's eye.
Yeah.
That screws up the ventilation. And let me ask you the question we had earlier, the gentleman who had a tree fall in his garage and the brick and all that stuff.
Tony.
Would Brickworks maybe have a resource for some of that brick?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. I mean, Brickworks, they can find it. If the brick is out there, they can find it.
I would think so, and they could fix it too,
right? They could. They could for any of the Brickworks. Hey, let's go back to the phones. In a minute, we'll get to Ken, but let's go to Tom in Arizona. Hey, Tom. You're on with the guys.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Tom.
I was looking for your input on the... Hello?
I was just going to say, if you're on a golf course, we're going to hang up on you.
No, I'm laying out by the pool.
Oh, you dog. Oh, even if you made that up,
that was great.
Painful. That was great. God bless you. Jeez.
Hey, could you gentlemen give me your opinions of pros and cons of putting ceramic tile versus floating vinyl on upstairs bathrooms? I'm worried about the kind of cracking or... a 25-year-old wood frame home, so it does shift a little bit.
I've got ceramic on my upstairs bathroom.
I built my own homes, obviously, but our master bath is full of ceramic, including, you know, the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had a single issue, but I built the heck out of my frames.
Your master isn't on the second floor, though, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Master bath is.
Okay.
If the frame shifts, you might have issues with the ceramic. If it's not shifting a lot, again, all wood frames are going to shift some. And you've got a pretty constant moisture, humidity. I got to believe you're air conditioned probably year round where you are, right?
Correct.
So I wouldn't have an issue using either one. We did a lot of floating vinyl over the years in a multitude of applications where, of course, you won't have any problems with what you're talking about. And if you properly install the ceramic on a good substrate, they always say a minimum of 5/4 of really good wood, and I've installed on a lot less than that on frames that I knew were not going to move and never... knock on wood here again. I've never had issues with ceramic busting up or shifting on me. I just made darn sure I had a good substrate.
Okay. Yeah, my concern was the original linoleum or vinyl flooring curled up at the base floor. I tried to glue it back down, and it's now about 1/4 inch away from the baseboards. So there was a shift that occurred over the years.
That happened with a lot of that product. And the fact that you're air conditioning, you're drying. So if you have any humidity between, you know, on the underside of that flooring and relatively drier because of the air conditioning on the top, that curling is pretty common. But as long as you've got a really good solid substrate, we've been installing ceramic in the Midwest, you know, which your substrate isn't the same 3 months in a row.
You're right.
And not had issues.
Right.
So I really wouldn't hesitate if I felt I had a good substrate.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time, and I need to run inside, dry off, so I can get to my tea time before it gets too hot.
You dog.
Good for you.
Stay in touch with us.
Enjoy the weather, sir.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Call our listener a dog. That was Chuck that called
you.
I'm
so jealous.
I know. Yeah, you'll be there soon. Let's talk to you, Ken, in Manchester next. Ken, time. Both been very patient. Thank you very much. You there, Ken?
Hello.
Hello, sir. How can we help you?
What I'm trying to get an idea on, I have a bunch of vinyl windows that were installed 20 years ago in a back sunroom light, and the there's a gap between the sash and the frame allowing cool air to come through. Do you have any ideas? I had a company look at it, and they said they thought that the framing and the windows are warped where there's nothing can be done to fix it.
This is on a three-season room, you said?
Yes. Well, it was, it's on, you call it a three-season room. You know, it's all vinyl windows all the way around it.
Are they a fixed sash window, or are they operable? Can you open them?
They're double sash.
They're double hung?
Yes, they're, yes.
Okay, and is the frame now out of square? Is that why you've got a gap between the sash and the frame?
There is on three of the windows, I can see, on, if I look directly at it, on, the, say, the left side, if there's a difference in measurement between the left and the right. As far as where the two sashes come together.
Okay.
They're not equal.
You could have. Is this above a deck? Is this an old deck that the three-season room was built on?
You're absolutely.
Okay. I'm guessing your frame has moved a little bit. Can you still latch the sashes when you close them both completely? Will they still latch?
They will latch.
I'm guessing his frame has moved, and he probably needs somebody to come out there and look at the frame.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's not that from first time, yeah.
Yeah.
What area are you in there, Ken? You're in
southwest of Ann Arbor, about 20 miles.
Okay.
Handyman Connections or someone, you think?
Yeah, I think that'd be a good
one. Yeah, do you have a pen handy?
Yeah, you go right ahead. I'm waiting.
We're going to recommend a company called Handyman Connections. You'll get on a list with them. They're very busy. But the number is 734-205-9000.
Okay.
Chuck, you just didn't even look at a piece of paper for that.
I know you can't. I can't remember where I live, but I remember phone numbers. Isn't that crazy? I'm starting to feel like an old guy. Try that. We think your frame has moved.
Actually warping it. The one company said he didn't think he could do anything because, and the thing of it is, the windows on the outside are easy to get to. I mean, there's vinyl siding around there, but that's not a problem. I thought about the same thing, that something's out of adjustment here.
Anybody knows what they're doing can easily remove and replace that vinyl siding without damaging it. But here's what, if the frame of the window is attached to the frame of the building, the house. So if the house frame shifts, the frame of the window will shift. And, of course, the sashes, you're lucky the windows haven't been broken or stress cracked.
It's not going to shift evenly.
No, it's not. No, yeah. Good Lord, Mother Nature don't provide for even shifting. But because it's built on a post and beam deck, it could be corrected and made perfect again, maybe without replacing anything. The vinyl frames are going to bust and separate at some point if it keeps happening, right, Ken?
Yes, sir. No doubt about it.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you very much. I'll give this company a call, and we'll see if they can help me out.
If not, you let us know, please.
Thank you very much. Ken, we appreciate it. We appreciate your call, buddy. Wow. Yeah. That's, you know what? Wow. When he said the three-story, a lot of those three-season rooms, I'm sorry, are set on decks.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they're just set on decks.
The deck wasn't modified.
And the deck wasn't modified. They don't know if the footings are good for the deck. They have no idea if they go down far enough for the decks. And when someone says to me they're having problems with their windows shutting in a three-season room, I'm instantly going to go to the foundation or what's shifting in the room itself.
Yeah, and the ones that weren't built on decks were probably put on a slab on grade that was an old patio.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
Unless it was a brand-new construction from ground up.
And I tell you what I see a lot of that when they put those on a slab on grade is they don't make sure that that slab is pitching the right way, or it's so thin that they'll build a slab, then put it on, and over time it shifts back because of the weight.
Sure.
And once that starts, that's just a recipe for disaster.
Tough to correct.
Yeah, it really is.
It's the old thing about – we had somebody email us regarding the walking surface of a deck. And we'll talk about this when we come back, but the moral of the story ahead of time is don't go cheap on this stuff. If you're going to do it, if you're going to spend 10 grand, spend 15 and do it right.
Yeah, absolutely right. We get back from break. We'll take your phone calls at 888-654-4897, and we'll talk to Katie from Sandusky. And, you know, you want the best out there. How about a company that will cover any place you can hear us right now, especially in the state of Michigan? From the UP all the way down to the border and even past. You need basement issue. You have basement issues, basement waterproofing, foundation repair. You want to talk to a company that's going to be at the show in just a couple weeks, Novi Home Show, Foundation Systems of Michigan.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you, if you can't get through on the phones today, we'll be here from 10 to noon tomorrow, right?
Same yes, sir. Number. Yes, sir. We also want to see everybody at the Suburban Tucker Showplace in a couple weeks as well. Right?
28th, 29th, 27th through the 29th, you right? Got Friday, it. Saturday, Sunday.
Yep. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Katie from Sandusky. Good morning, Katie. You're on with the guys.
Good morning.
How can we help you, Katie?
My question was with the geothermal units in a closed loop system, two manufacturers, Comfort Master, and Water Furnace. Any pros and cons that you're aware of?
No,
the people we know that have installed them have installed both. Water Furnace, I think, is kind of the Kleenex brand.
I agree with you. That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Of those over the years. Now, let me ask you this. Are you going to stay in that house for the next 40 to 50 years?
Yeah.
That's a very expensive system. I like them, but... You got to remember that that's almost an entirely electric system, and you're in Sandusky, so those cold days we had last week, you would have had supplemental electric heat, even with your geotherm, which can be very expensive. Just throwing this out there, I know you didn't ask us this, but. I would install either of those systems. I would make sure that I had someone installing that system and designing it and specifying it that had done several and can give you data from the ones they've installed.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's a given. Cool. It's going to be a geothermal system. So I'm researching anything in the supply chain that one is better than the other or has any more.
Yeah, we're not trying to talk you out of it.
Well, here's where we always lean back. We always lean back to who's installing it and what's the warranty.
Yeah.
Those are our most important things. And if you trust the people who are installing it at that point, take a look at the warranty.
Yeah. And the equipment has come of age. If this was 15 years ago, it'd be different answers.
You're right.
I will tell you, a good friend of ours who does all this stuff, he's got photoelectric, he's got geotherm, he's got you name it.
He has it at his house and he installs it, right?
He's a mechanical genius as far as I'm concerned. But
Pat Kelly.
He doesn't use his geotherm. He's installed two or three regular furnaces in his house since he put the geotherm in because it's so expensive. And he has photovoltaic electrical generation.
Do you remember the issues he had when he installed that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway... either one, Katie, I would take Ken's advice. Know who you're dealing with, have really good, strong written warranty and background and proof of experience with the systems.
Sure. And as as always.
Thank you for your call. We greatly appreciate it, Katie. Let's talk to Teddy in Parma. Good morning, Teddy. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. I had a question when you had all the conversation about an attic fan. We live in a ranch, and there's in the hallway, there's like a trap door for the attic, and you open the door, and there's a box covering a fan in the attic, and we do it at night to cool the house. Is that a bad idea?
Okay, we're talking two different kind of attic fans at this point. The one you're talking about is exhausting the air from your home up into the attic. With the lady we spoke to earlier, her fan was taking the air out of the attic out into the air outside. We'd rather see that one than the one you have, right, Chuck?
I don't care for either one of them.
I don't either.
That's an opinion.
It's an opinion, but every time we've seen the one that you have, basically it's taken all the conditioned air that your furnace or air conditioner has worked so hard putting into your living space, and it's sucking it out of there, putting it into the attic and outside.
When you've got a big hole in your ceiling for that fan, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
But and you've also got to go ahead.
We were told when we bought the house, it was already here, just to use it like in the summer to cool it.
Sure. And a lot of people did. They open up, you know, windows on the lower level of the home, turn that fan on, you know, at the highest point in the ceiling, and it will draw cooler, drier air in from the lower open windows and exhaust warm, moist air from the house. And it was a really good solution maybe 35, 40 years ago.
But now it's old technology.
It's old technology. You're really better off sealing that off, getting it out of there, insulating that ceiling really well, and then having an air conditioner condition the air in your home in the summertime. I mean, either way, you're using electricity to do it. It's a question of what are you using it for. In one case, you're powering a fan. In the other case, you're actually cooling and drying, you know, dehumidifying the air in the home.
When you started this conversation with, that's your opinion, because we've talked to people like you before, and they say, well, too bad, we like it, we're not taking it out.
Sure.
And that's okay.
And I get that.
But we wouldn't have it in our house.
No. And you got to consider, that's probably a 300 to 1,000 cubic foot fan, per minute fan, CFM fan.
Yeah. It's a big size.
So what you're doing, you're dumping hot, moist air into your attic with that really powerful fan. And the question you have to ask yourself, is your attic equipped to get rid of that moisture and that heat? Because it may not be equipped to do so.
Not just that, but if your house by any chance has any kind of radon gas, even a little bit, when you turn a fan like that, you're actually bringing that up and out from the basement floor.
It's a chimney effect.
Exactly.
Sucking it up from the basement.
Okay. And we
I hope we didn't depress you.
No, I would have never thought of it, but when you were talking about that, I thought, is this a we don't have air, but we're in the country, so we very few days are really bad. And but I thought, is that doing more harm than good?
We believe they do. Primarily, again, we've given you a list of about five things, but the biggest thing is that you've got a big hole in your ceiling where there's no insulation, and you live in the Midwest. That's never a good thing.
And if you're trying to tighten up your home, and then you put a hole in the ceiling, you know, everyone's trying to tighten up their home, and that just makes no sense. So if it was our home, we would literally get rid of the fan and drywall over it.
And I installed a bunch of them.
Old technology.
Years ago,
you're old.
40 years
makes
ago.
Sense.
But I wouldn't.
Yeah, it's closed, but that's only not very thick or nothing. So
gotcha.
Okay,
ma'am. Thank you very much. We appreciate.
I hope
your
we helped
call.
You, Katie.
But we helped a lot of people in Ohio today.
I
like that.
I hope so. Yeah, I feel bad sometimes when we, you express an opinion that basically says, get rid of that stupid thing.
Okay, but if you don't believe us, go talk to your local heating and cooling person. They're going to tell you, they should tell you the same thing. Let's get rid of
a good one.
A good one. Some of those you're doing.
CNC at Dana or Sharon's or somebody,
You agree. Why would you condition all the air in your house just to throw it out into the air outside? So, hey, tomorrow morning. 10 a.m. We'll be giving away more tickets for the home show. It's a Suburban Collection Showplace coming up in just a couple weeks. We want to see everybody there. In the meantime, send us your questions at theinsideoutsideguys.com. And during the week, if you need anything, theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook, because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Danielle, Dave, thank you, and thank you, the listener. Bye-bye.